Now to a groundbreaking new magazine that celebrates African style. A new African hair and fashion magazine, Karama Umuntu, will launch this fall in the United Kingdom. It's the brainchild of Ugandan-born Florence Aboyo. Here's how she explains the magazine's title.
Karama means celebration, and Umuntu means a person. So it's a celebration of African people.
Now, that's obviously very positive. What do you want the vibe or the experience to be when people check out your magazine?
Basically, what I want people to do is just to learn about Africa and the positive things about Africa that is normally not portrayed in, you know, most media.
Like what?
And, you know, I mean, African achievements around the world. I mean, we have a lot of African businesses that are not really highlighted in most places, and that's what we're trying to bring out, you know, out of Africa, whether they're based in Africa or based abroad. So we're dealing with the whole of Africa as a whole.
So when you have this magazine, do you consider it a fashion magazine, a lifestyle magazine? How would you describe it?
It's more of a lifestyle magazine because our main aim is just to portray positive Africa and inspire the young Africans who are abroad or in Africa just to follow their dreams.
Why don't you tell us how you actually put this together in the sense of, did you go about raising money? Did you find investors? How did you actually make this a reality?
I work in the fashion industry. I'm a hairdresser, makeup artist, and I have a lot to do with beauty. So, I mean, I own a hairdressing salon for 4 years. And in the course of 4 years, I met a lot of African people. And the idea came to me of, you know, putting all the African countries together, just uniting them under one umbrella.
Do you think there's a conflict right now in African fashion between the more generous curves of the traditional African beauty and the thinner body of the Western model?
I grew up in Britain, so to me, to say there's a conflict would be wrong because I think everybody looks at their own life in the way they want to. I mean, there is nothing that is so African in body shape because my models are from size 6 to size 16. So really, in that sense, there is no word to describe that African girls are either very curvaceous or they're very skinny. So I believe that, you know, everybody's got their own, you know, their own sizes.
You mentioned that you grew up in the UK. Did you ever feel that in the UK there was not enough representation of African women as beautiful? How were you brought up in terms of your ability to see yourself in the media, and how did that affect how you grew up and the choices you made?
I think when you look at the media is what you want to pick from the media. I mean, it's up to the Africans to put themselves forward and show the world that they're beautiful as well, and that's what I'm trying to do. So in that sense, I would say the only thing that we lack in the UK is the exposure of African magazine that, you know, explain our culture. Being a British African, I've never seen a magazine that explained what Africa is. Normally a regional magazine from east to west to south. It's never been a complete African magazine for the whole continent.
What's your goal in the long run for yourself personally?
I think my main goal is just to inspire as many people as possible, young people, whether them being Africans or not Africans, because I solely believe that my purpose in this life is, you know, I should live my life in a way that I can inspire anybody that is around me.
Yeah. Well, Florence, thank you so much for your time. We wish you good luck.
Thank you very much.
Florence Aboyo is the creator and publisher of Karama Umuntu magazine. It debuts this fall.